there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness and positivity. How have you been? Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. Hope you're feeling good about the things around you and inside of you. It's always about the feeling. How is your energy being spent, my friend? Where do you focus your energy? Are you too much in your head? All things are in your head, my friend, but that's not all that you are. You can take a step back, make it sideways, make it upwards. In one deep breath, let go of all thoughts, or watch them from above. These things that we teach in startearlytoday.com is really, it can be used in your day-to-day. It's really useful. I teach you how to become more mindful, how to see things with grace, and to create more space, and to see your world as a thing that can be expanded to eternity, because that's what we truly are. I'm here to spread and share teachings from books that have helped me personally. Some of them are by Sri Nisargadatta, I Am That. Some of them are teachings by Stuart Wild. I got the Course in Miracles right here with me. And recently I've been deep diving David Hawkins, Dissolving the Ego, Realizing the Self. So we tend to suffer because the ego gets a hold of us. It depletes us of much precious vital life force energy. It depletes us. So become a mindful administrator of your energy. And it is where you put your attention on, rather than spreading your attention, making the mind the leak of your vital energy. Turn it within. Turn your attention inwards. If a visualization helps, as Yogananda said, turn the search lights of your senses inwards. Imagine inverting the searchlight from our senses that are always pointed outwards. Turn it inwards. And this is the essence of Kriya Yoga. Just sitting still and bringing attention to the spine and doing some long breaths, bringing attention to the spine from the tailbone to the crown of the head. And a slight constriction in the throat. The Hong Sao breath. There are many, many types of breathing that has been designed by the ancient wisdoms that we can easily practice. All of them are simple, but I mean, some are complex. But it's not always easy. But we can make it easy if we deliberately practice. So I'm here to let you know that startearlytoday.com, your daily mindful dose of positivity, has turned into a coaching service. I have certified myself through the Certified Professional Life Coach Institute. So we can transform each other. Let me be your guide to the world of possibilities that await. Your better life awaits. Don't let uncertainty hold you back from living the life you deserve. We deserve the best. Anything that you can conjure up in your head, you can touch with your hand. You can materialize things. Okay? People that are less smarter than you and have less opportunities than you are having more happiness just by doing these key practices, by knowing certain principles and becoming diligent in practicing. So we can design a program for you. We can design a life through deep conversations and really get to know what you are and what you're about. We can vision a map and create that roadmap to the life of your ideal. And we can feel good along the way, because that's the misconception with goals. Sometimes we set a goal and we tend to not feel okay until the goal is done. That is not a very supportive to your well-being. That is not the way to go. That's not a very wise way to go. A better way is the game of infinitude, the game of infinity, that you dedicate yourself to the game of your lifelong choosing. I mean, you can, if cooking is your thing, you're gonna cook for a lifetime and you're okay with that. Okay? Because life will continue to happen. There's no way out of this, my friend. Your life needs facing. The moment you open up your eyes in the morning, you need accountability. You need to take a deep look on where you are, where you're going, and your present moment. Okay? So we're gonna balance that out. We're gonna balance your drive and your overachieving tendency with the quality of your presence. And we're also gonna be able to make you adapt, adaptation and growth. A life design is an iterative process, and as you progress, we'll continuously reassess your goals because nothing is permanent, and same goes with your goals. What got you here won't get you there, and we'll continuously reassess our positions, and we'll continuously design plans to accommodate changes, and we will welcome new opportunities. That's the beauty of our daily accountability. Okay? So visit startearlytoday.com if you want to get deeper into this personalized service. And I'm also excited what we can uncover and discover for ourselves. This is the time for awakening, my friend. This is the time for awakening and full possibility. You have waited long enough. So dissolve those barriers, identify those misconceptions, those limiting beliefs, and we're going to melt them together. Because even me, in the immersion that I did in talking to other coaches, I have shined a light onto things that I've been not looking, or in places that I have been resistant. Because we always think we're the best, we always think we know everything, but we do not. A little bit of humility is a very good ingredient in the recipe of your life. Okay? Let's do lesson 8 of A Course in Miracles. My mind is preoccupied with past thoughts. This idea, of course, the reason why you see only the past. No one really sees anything. He sees only his thoughts projected outward. The mind's preoccupation with the past is the cause of the misconception about time from which your seeing suffers. Your mind cannot grasp the present, which is the only time there is. It therefore cannot understand time and cannot, in fact, understand anything. Let us slow down for a little bit and tune into the present. So we do not understand anything if we always base anything and everything from our learnings from the past. We keep lessons from the past that worked and that works. And we let go of all the molds, okay? Let go of the lenses that have been worn out. It's like wearing the same clothes over and over again. It's like having the same preconceived notions of things over and over again. And what do we get? The same results. So in order to increase our understanding, to expand our perceptions, a little bit of willingness to become unknowing is needed. As I have written in the past, a great tagline that really stuck onto me, it's the title of one of my blog posts. It is called, "Not Knowing is a Great Place to Be." We always tend to attach ourselves, I mean the ego parts of ourselves, to the things that we know. We're addicted to knowing things. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen for the next hour? Is everything okay? How am I doing? What's my situation? It's different than becoming mindful. That is not being mindful. That's overthinking and overanalyzing. To become truly mindful and aware, we can just be there. In full presence, no questions asked, and not letting each and every detail make us flinch. So you're unflinched, unmoved, like a stoic Buddha. Become the Buddha, unflinched and untethered, unattached, but fully present. As one of my favorite headline or titles go, which has been really helpful to me, is engaged, not entangled. Also not indifferent. For becoming fully engaged and fully alive and to become truly present as a human, engagement is needed, because you are a part of the whole thing. Your participation is very much needed. I have written about this also. If you go through the archives, your participation is important. You are of value. You are approved of. Your contribution is needed. So in becoming indifferent, you shun yourself of the gifts, or you deprive yourself of the beauty that is yet to bloom in front of you. Yesterday, we enjoyed having tea with one of our good friends, and we just mindfully observed the blooming tea. You know, that flowering, blooming tea? It's just, in its dried state, it only looks like a bunch of, like a ball of dried twigs. But if you infuse hot water, in 10 minutes, it bloomed into different colors and it perfectly arranged itself into a bouquet of beauty. And we enjoyed the tea. It is, it's lychee flavored. I wonder how they infuse the flavor. I bet it's all natural. But where did the lychee flavor come from if it's a flower? Well, who knows? I'm standing in the space of unknowingness. And it is good. Okay, paragraph number 2. The one holy true thought one can hold about the past is that it is not there. To think about it at all is therefore to think about illusions. Very few have realized what is actually entailed in picturing the past or in anticipating the future. The mind is actually blank when it does this, because it is not really thinking about anything. The purpose of the exercise for today is to begin to train your mind to recognize when it is not really thinking at all. While thoughtless ideas preoccupy the mind, the truth is blocked. Recognizing that your mind has been merely blank rather than believing that it is filled with real ideas is the first step to opening the way to vision. Empty your mind, like in a yoga session, in child's pose, when they say in Ashtanga to empty the mind, imagining the brain like a pot of water, and you're pouring the water down through the crown of the head, emptying it out to the earth, letting go of all thoughts and preconceived notions and past thoughts. All of those are, some of them are helpful, but most of them are not needed right now. That's why I'm really attracted with these art that are color fields, like Rothko. Imagine a Rothko painting. Elena Brower posts a lot of these abstract color field works, and it just cleanses your mind. Just look at it for a moment. In some yoga sessions, sometimes I do my yoga sequence with no mat, and it's just direct to the asphalt. And sometimes in my downward facing dog, I just look at the cement, or the, if I do it on the road, it's just the, what do you call it? It's not granite, asphalt. And if I stay there long enough, because the downward dog is for 5 deep, long, resonant breaths, you see the shining of the minerals in it, the minerals in the asphalt. And sometimes if it's a cold, the frozen water in between the rocks are really beautiful patterns too. So we're talking about the emptiness of the mind. So from time to time, take a step back and clear the mind. Imagine pouring a primer on it. Imagine pouring gesso on it. Make it all white. That's why art galleries are so relaxing, and yoga studios are so relaxing as well, because for me, they're just empty space. Nature is pretty good too. Just stare at a big body of water and empty the mind, because all of these thoughts are blocking you from the truth. And it's the first step to opening the way to vision, to truly see things. When was the last time you truly saw things for what they are, my friend? The exercise for today should be done with closed eyes. This is because you actually cannot see anything, and it is easier to recognize that no matter how vividly you may picture a thought, you are not seeing anything. With as little investment as possible, search your mind for the usual minute or so, merely noting the thoughts you find there. Name each one by the central figure or theme it contains, and pass on to the next. Introduce the practice period by saying, "I seem to be thinking about blank." Then name each of your thoughts specifically. For example, "I seem to be thinking about name of a person, about name of an object, about name of an emotion." For example, "I seem to be thinking about Maddie, about food, and about excitement." Okay, so these phrases automatically makes a step back, and another layer is peeled. The inquirer and the thing being inquired, you create that space. And so on. Concluding at the end of the mind-searching period with, "But my mind is preoccupied with past thoughts." This can be done 4 or 5 times during the day unless you find it irritates you. If you find it trying, 3 or 4 times is sufficient. You might find it helpful, however, to include your irritation or any emotion that the idea for today may induce in the mind searching itself. The mere fact that you pointed out that you're irritated, or the mere fact that you can step back and label and name that you're bothered, is already a gem. Because from there, you can work on its dissolution. You can automatically or dissolve it within the body, within the head. Sometimes it exists within your hips. I know that there are aspects of you beyond your physical body. There's your mental body, your subtle body, your energetic body, etheric body, and clean your wholeness, clean your aura. And it all starts with the way you relate to anything, your energetic projection. Okay, are you at war with something? Okay, if you feel that something is bothering you, you can detach from it and you can just observe yourself being bothered. And what do you do with that? Everything can be healed through radical acceptance, through letting go, through specific, deliberate, spiritual, inspired action. Ask what the higher order is ordering you to do and be moved by spirit. Okay? Get past the immediate tendency to act. Okay? Give it space. Give it some space. And then ask again. Ask again and again. So this lesson is beautiful. Your mind is preoccupied with past thoughts. And in knowing that, we open up some space for growth, and for new things to arise. Let's do page 31 of Dissolving the Ego, Realizing the Self. With compassion, one realizes that the structure of the ego is such that it cannot know what lies beyond. Do you see the commonality in lesson number 8 and page 31 of Dissolving the Ego, Realizing the Self? In studying all of these books and teachings, it's best to really get the core of it, the core lesson. So your mind is preoccupied with past thoughts. And David Hawkins says, with compassion, one realizes that the structure of the ego is such that it cannot know what lies beyond. The ego can never know. The ego wants to know. But if we take a step back in the space of compassion and understanding, we get to accept what is. We get to accept what's within our domain of control and what can't be changed, and meeting it with compassion, and to meet the ego with compassion as well. That, once again, going back to the ego's intention of the mere fact that it wants to know is because it cares. And what is it caring about? Okay? It cares of well-being. It cares of growth. It cares of maybe some good things too. So take a step back and be a compassionate space holder. A compassionate shareholder of the ego, of the part of yourself who wants to know and can never know. Okay, I think that's good for today. So we did lesson 8. Your mind is preoccupied with past thoughts, and that is the thinking mind. That is the ego mind. But you have a compassionate mind. You have a compassionate beingness who can understand, who can let go, who is not limited by its preconceived notions. Let's close with a deep breath. And let go. Shout out to you, my friend. I honor your journey and I'm here to help you. StartEarlyToday.com for executive mindful guidance. It's your day today. I'm excited. What are you working on? What are you about? And to connect. Sometimes just the point of connecting to somebody brings a whole lot of, presents a whole lot of doorway and healing. For we are all one. We're all interbeings. That's it for today. Dissolve your ego, realize yourself, and let go of preconceived notions. Namaste.